Okay, great.
Can we just ask something before we begin?
Sure.
We were a little bit confused last time. We were speaking about the Koyach of Hachra.
Yeah.
In this Chazal of, you know, Brich Rachmana.
Right. So on. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't understand exactly what exactly is Miyuchat to Torah, that it has this Koyach of Hachra. It seems to be something which any Chachma really has, you know, when Aristo was discussing, you know, various ideas, and he took into consideration everything and all different ideas. Some he was shalal, some he said not like this, and he came out with Achra. I mean, what? Still don't understand exactly what is the miyuchad of Achra to Torah.
Okay. Achra of Kedusha. In other words, but let's think about it a little bit. Every Achra is something you learn from somebody else. In other words, you pick up a certain sense of how to be shekel different things, relatives, values, and weights of different things. And that there should be a Torah achra. That's what we mean when we say das Torah, is specifically this nekuda. In other words, there are different shekelim, there are different ways how to weigh different things. And you make is a person risky? When people are deciding how to invest money, so the facts have to be known, the mahalach of investing has to be known, but then you also need to get to weigh one against the other, the risks, the gains, the derech olam, and so on. That tchuna is called das. So in the world of emes, in other words, things that are really a metzias of emes. And Kedusha, in that's unique. So doing a mitzvah gives you a spiritual boost and development, but it doesn't give you the Torahdika aspect of it. This gives you the Torahdika aspect of it.
But can I, let's take Aristo, since we started off with him.
Yeah.
His Koyach Achra might have been, I'm asking, is just as good as ours. He just started off, his two starting points, which he was trying to be machria between, were not good starting points. The Torah is, let's say, being machria, Yaakov's machria between chesed and gvura. So chesed is real chesed, gvura is real gvura, and you get to the real emes in the middle. Aristo started off with an X and a Y, and the X is a halba X, and the Y is a halba Y, and he ended up in the middle with something that couldn't be better than the two of them together. But that's feltnishin is achra, but the problem is with his starting point.
Well, it's also, it's not, in the world of right and wrong, how are you machria between, there's a mitzvah of chesed and vafer kamoich and being nice, and then there's chiyuvik techocha and so on. How to be machria between the two mahalchim, what's when and where and how, that's a koyach of hachra, that's a koyach of das. And when we say somebody is not about das, what we usually mean is he knows his stuff. He knows a lot, he's even quick, but he's an idiot. His decisions are always wrong. And the nekuda, Aristo is das in a world of chutz, in Inyanim, of course, that have no Torahdika. You're right, they don't have any Torahdika starting point. The Koyach HaTorah is machriya between the different Inyanim of Torah. When do you say that a person should not care about Minamaligim? And when do you say Altiya Minamatmihim? When do you say that a person should, you know, Vainadam Inshi, that Bekar Tuginya, you should do like Kartuginya? And in Rome, do like in Rome. And whereas and when do you say, you know, all of those decisions don't lie within the mitzvahs themselves, because each mitzvah itself is limited. The koyach hakol lies in the Torah. So Torah in the world of kedusha represents das in the world of kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
So just like there are other things in the world of chutz mile of this in this world is the Indian of Torah in the world of Ruchnius and Mitzvahs is the Koyach Hadas Tekdusha. That's what it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're holding weiter. He's going to be he said, this is why Eliezer brought her. B'zeshram is Eliezer and Avram, Shinos and Lifka, Nezim, Zor, Beka, Mishkoloi, Ushneit, Smidim, Al Yodaya, Asar, Zor, Mishkoloi. But we met Yish, Vehebe, Yisei, Rashi, Zal, Beka, Be, Mishkoloi, Remez, Le, Shikla, Kabanis. Shneim, Ben, Beka, Al, Gugoyles, Ushneit, Smidim, Al Yodaya, Remez, Le, Beis, Luchas, Mitzimodais. Asar, Zor, Mishkoloi, Remez, Asar, Zor, Dibisha, Behem. Ad Kan. Olomo, Yim, Ram, Is, Daf, Yis, Vorem, Eilu. So, if he would have, he would have picked one thing, maybe it would have been different, but Lamaisa, it's been Ramaz on two Nyanim. Aval Piris said, Mipne Sheroyush, Ro'o Shehigre Melas Chasodim, Kamesh Oma, Va'oima Elayer, Elay Hati no Kadeich Va'eshte, Oma Shesei, Vigam Amecha Ashka, Oysa Chafa Abram Yitzok, Ubo Edek Asizu Chasim Adoini. O Piris Rashezal, Oysa Chachta, Ru'uya Hiloi, Shetegre Melas Chasodim, Okidai Lekanzes Avram, the Ramaz law, Kim Sheshla Gnos Hasodim, Shamud Echot, Ruuya Hili Yitzchak Sheshla Amud Avoida, Shamud Asheni, Ruuya Bishol the Shades, Mani Yaakov Sheshla Amud Gimel, or Amud Atayra. So, in other words, she's Royal Dafka for someone who is an Amud of Din, because she's a Baal Chesed, and from them will come out someone who's Das. There's a very interesting moral. When Mal speaks about Shidduchim, he clears which of the klolim is true, that the birds of a feather flock together or opposites attract. Don't say those words, but pretty much that's the way he phrases the Shaila. And he says, Be'emes l'oilam, things that are alike attract. You find out that people are chevra in a yeshiva usually tend to be alike. They're similar in the things they like, the similar things that they enjoy. That's a mitzvah. People in sports, because people in sports, arts. Except when the two complement each other, they're chaserim, and each one has the shleimus of the other one, that's when they stick together. So, for instance, let's give a muscle in business. A person who is very good at manufacturing, but he doesn't have any savvy in selling stuff or marketing, and someone else has, excuse me one second, Ma?
Why is it different to Avram and Sarah?
Ani lo ra'iti, lo shamati lo ra'iti. Mishu igi ador?
We don't see that the byproduct was...
Hello?
Yeah.
So Lemaisa, the person who is very good in the manufacturing part is going to stick with a partner who is very good in the marketing because they need each other. Each one is mashlim something the other one is lacking. So here also, that which a person is, so in a shidduch, because of zochah nekeva plagufa, each one is lacking something fundamental, there the other person is part of the other person is mashlimit. So he says, The over here, so the Mela Yitzchok, who was Kol Kulei Davmud of Avoda and Odin, his Ashlama was Rivka, who was Chesed, and the Mela the kids had the Koyach Achra. Let me also explain that Nekuda that the kid has the Koyach Achra. There are two reasons why. You need both sides of the Koyach Achra. One side is, just like by Bechira, if a person would not have an innate sense of the Tov and the Ra, if the person wouldn't have a feeling to the Tov and to the Ra, he could not relate, he couldn't choose. You can't choose between two things and one of them is strange to you. You've got to have fun in both, feast in both, and then you choose. That's called the mice of choosing. So only somebody who has min hadin and min hachesed can be machriya between the two midas. A person that has those offenses, a person who's yireisha mayim, but it's also very sensitive to people's needs, will usually weigh one against the other and be machriya different asanim, different ways. That's one inyan. A second nekuda is that the mashal ma'adava deyma, when people have the way in which we perceive depth is because each one of the two eyes sees the picture a little bit differently, and when the brain tries to put together the two pictures, it sees a three. And that's how they have these 3D movies and the 3D slides. All of them work on the same principle. They feed each one of the eyes a slightly different picture, which when the eye is able to when the mind is able to combine the two different inputs, it the way in which it says that both of these eyes are right, if it'll be a three-dimensional picture. That's the way in which that's done. So Yaakov Avinu, because he had in himself a sheirish of din, Yitzchak din, a sheirish of chesed, Rivka's chesed, so the picture that he saw was a fully fleshed out picture. That was the word of it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why do we say that Yitzchak together with Rivka was the blend of Gevura with Chesed, and therefore Yaakov came out of that Yachas, that relationship,
yeah,
as opposed to Avram and Sarah, that the Svarim say that Sarah was also the din of Avram. So why don't we say that there already was that Yachas of Chesed and Gevura, and Yitzchak should have been the Yaakov already?
So I think in that case, I haven't seen a Mahalach, but I think in that case, the word is, because even though Sarah had an akud of din and the fact that she was different than Avram and so on, but her whole mitzvah was that she came to Yiddishkeit. And any time you come, that perforce is a type of nedava. It's a type of chesed. The Gemara says, Mayofu pamayach ben olim bas nodiv bas Avram avinu shed not valibu l'shamayim. Every coming first, every coming lachzos b'kamp ha'shchin in itself was already shayach to the world of chesed. And the male, I think it's not such a...
Mm-hmm.
It would not have been considered such a mice of the... The shirish is still a shirish to have shayach to chesed, even though a lot of the pu'ulas she did were pu'ulas of... Excuse me, one second. Can... Just like out there?
No, she
flipped
it. She
did. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the... Okay, so he says she was Gimel's Chesed, and she's Ria, and from that map, the Emes is also in the world of... in the level of Chachma and Bina and Das, Chachma is called Abba, or that's another phrase used in Sfarim. And Bina is called Ima, and the Das is the Vlad. So there is something very... I mean, the Maral is drawing... Kedarka B'Kodesh is drawing from the Kairos and putting it out into different words, but it is in Pnim, that's the way it's spoken of. The Ruhi Rishon Zeh Shemen Yaakov Sheshlam Mut Gimel V'amud HaTeira Ke'echot Nimshach El Acha V'Kemoy Avram Atzmi B'Shevil Shehoi La'amud Echot That's another way of doing it. The truth is like this also. He says over here, that Ruya Yitzchak Shemur Avayda, and he says, "My Avram, because he had a mud Eches Mus Chasodim, Yizrach Sheyem and Yitzchak, that was a mud Beis, and from Yitzchak come out. How from Avram comes out the Beis that the mud Avayda also has needs a hezba? Meili said before that you try to shatchen the two together, we understand. But how in the world, where is it that it's Shayach Tavrom Avinu, Shav HaSad Yitzchak? So if we look at it in terms that Kaisa needs all three Amudim, and so on and so forth, Sakash Bokhakilu put down these Amudim, I understand. But to say that one came from the other, and that's part of that Mahalach, needs a little bit of a hezbah. And I think that the Nakuda is like this. It's an Edel Nakuda. The Moral says in a lot of places that two is the number of its chalkus. Lamashal, a woman is expecting. So it's the Uber is a chelik rekuf, is a eva imoy, and we see it as part of the mother and or the father. When the Uber is born, when he splits off behechreach, what I see is the hischalkus. Somebody says this is the father, this is the son. So you're right that everybody looks for similarities, but be'etzim, by the son coming metzias of its own, we see this chalkos first. We see how he's different. The Gemara, like the famous Chazal, that until Avraham Avinu parent looked the same as like the children, and people got confused and Sakharoyu. A son, more than anything else, the metzias of a child is something different than me, something of me. So what I see is this chalkos, period, and so on, which period, the Maral says, is the shayrish of two number. Two is the etzim number of period, and therefore anything that is mischalik becomes two entities. So I look in a son, in my definition, the son as a son and not the father. I'm thinking about where he's different than the first. When I have a third child, in the third child meaning a grandchild, so when a person looks at the changes, he also begins to notice the similarities. In other words, I say, here's a Shoshalos Rabbanim and so on. It's almost counterintuitive, but it is like that. In the son klapei the father, the nekuda that I'm aimed on is, how is he different? Once I have a grandson ready, when I look at three dairies, I'm trying to see what's the common denominator that beholders make this the Shoshalos. They're all Bale Chesed, they're all Bale Torah, they're all Baritas, whatever it is that I find about them. So Kapanen, that's how you have the different... So there is a makom that even from one thing, something should come out afterwards that is going to be a Hebech de Gemida. כל אלו הגימל עמוד העולם שחם זה לזה, ששלושת עמוד העולם, ולקח כימא שעשו עם הסכסודים ואיליצר של עמוד הבייס, וראו יש שעצם מן היקר של עמוד הגימל. ובפני כהקרבנס כסיב אצלם לריח נכויח. לפיקו חי מרמז הקרבנס בנזר בזור, שואל האף, ששייך ריח באף. ומרמז, the world of קרבנס שייך to ריח, and therefore, it's it was Vikram Aramis the Karbonis in a type of tachshit that was shaykh to the nose. The shaykhis of Reach is seen as being Midas Adin, famous in Ketiris, is Megan from the Mises and so on and so forth. Ketiris is something which is the it's also seen negative midas adin and reach, but let's try to understand a little bit better why of the chushim of karbanis and so on is it miramis to reach, the dafk of the chushim of reach. So he will speak later that eish shayach, the next piece is that eish shayach to the world of din. And Eish usually produces Reach, but I think there has to be another connection, another nekuda. Why by kabbalat avriach nechayach? This is shayach to the af and the reach af and so on. So the word is like this. The kayach of din. One of the special nekudas of din is that one of the kayachas of din is that a person is able to be taifis to add something without all the fat around it. In other words, midas achesed, pardon the colloquial language, looks at the fluff. The seichkut is also good, Midas HaDin shrinks everything down to its essence and says, that's all hot air, it's fake. And it's not, that is Midas HaDin. That's why Eish is something which is shaykh to Midas HaDin, because Eish is something which is very, very, it gets rid of all the blown up, the liquid, the air. You left mamish just with the essence of the thing. You dry it out or burn it or whatever it is. That is Midas HaDin. So Midas is shaykh to Eish. The chushim, chush hamishus require is something which you see the full gashmis of it. Riyah and Shmir also to some degree, you can fake it. You're talking about expressions of it, but not the thing itself. The thing itself is shayach to the chush hareach and the otam. In other words, the reach of something is the thing itself, the etzem. That's why it says on the Malach HaMashiach that he's going to Paskin in Tiris, V'richoi v'yirat Hashem. The koyach hareach detects the very essence of things, and b'meila it's the chush that's moshach. So korbanis, where you mevatel the entire mitzias, you give back the nefesh to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you mevatel the entire mitzias chitzayni to Eish, that becomes something which is completely bottle. It's a bitl of something, and the chush that shayach to it, dafka reach. It's very, very interesting that chush reach is something which bederech klal it comes out most strongly when you either crush or burn the thing. Mugmer, you burn it, you crush leaves or whatever to get reach out. So it's almost inverse. The more a thing loses its atzmius, the stronger it gives over reach. That is the reason I think why reach is negative. So that's where it's shaykh to reach and so on. And the Torah, and she's the Merechaset, so together there's a Hashlam. Ba'pirush ma'asher be'anu l'cha, heim yoytze mistaf and apir shamita sheshmaim hazeh be'imke ha'chochma. So now he's going to shaltz over here the another snake, which is Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah uses the model of the world, that the world is created from Eish, Mayim, Ofer, and Eish, Mayim, Ofer, and Avir. So, Hashem Sefer Yetzirah, Emesh, Rei, Mayim, Avir, Eish. Hine, Hayesedes, Lo'ilam, Shloi, Shehem, Le'niska, Vihi, Oret, Satam, Hayidu, Lo'nevoyim. Eretz is not listed at all. The main reason is if it used a muscle that it's, if it used the word that is keneged, avir, mayim, and eish are mashpim. Oretz sucks everything in. Oretz absorbs everything. It is keneged midas amalchus, which is really the most unperforming chelak of it, and everything else is mashpia on the malchus. So, Ofer does not need to be rumors over here. He says that it's called emes ve'mayim aveish. Hina yisoydes lo'ilom shloshayim. Blizkar vi ha'aretz atam yidu the point. Ve'ilogim yisoydes shazochom ba'al sefi yitzira. Ve'im yisoydes lo'yoynim shenikru emes shem yisoydes ha'koyl shem yonivra ha'koyl. K'moy shem yivu ha'shem. Ve'ilu shloysha de'ilu gimu ha'dvarim. Miskasha ba'yisparach ashu yisoyd ha'koyl. U'baze ha'oylam ha'imid b'kiyumay ba'yisparach. Now, these Yesodis are also the oifin in which the Kadmonim understood the physical Yesodis of the world. The physical Yesodis of the world were expressed as Emish, and the Bali Pnim used that to express the Emish Pnimi about what things are, you know, how it's set up, as if you too use it. But those three are the Yesodis, those four, the Yesodis which are then reinterpreted
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Some simchas by yourselves. And if somebody somehow has a good fortune in this world, we'd be happy on the Sunday of Hekis by Mr. Hashem to host you. Kol tov.
What's the difference between Reich and Tam?
It's very closely connected. He didn't speak about Tam. Pesum, Ari, and Shmi, and Tam is also, Tam doesn't work without Reh.
Right. But Mishu is really and Shmi.